I absolutely fell in love with the African-American culture and just the urban placement. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. That's where I want to be, and that's where I want to teach.
Emily Dorward reflecting on her experience as a student teacher at a Buffalo public school. She's in her senior year at Canisius, and the college is one of the partners with the Buffalo Promise neighborhood. Buffalo Promise currently works with three city schools, supporting programs and providing resources. Now the college has added a new education partner, the National Urban Alliance for Effective Education. Eric Cooper is president. He says the college's Jesuit mission for social justice created the perfect fit to develop the Center for Urban Education.
This is a hopeful college. It believes in the capacity of all students to succeed. That is what needs to be transferred to people who are going into education, and that's why the School of Education, with its dynamic leadership, is paving the way. And what we can do as a partner is bring our skills of culturally responsive pedagogy and also an understanding of neuroscience that can be combined and integrated to be brought to bear.
The center is designed to enhance a student's teaching experience, keeping them interested and attracted to urban schools.
And if the teacher is not the same race as you are, not the same economic level, that's all right. But that teacher has to have the sensitivity, the dynamic sensitivity that enables her to understand and appreciate the life of that child.
The center was officially launched in January. Jeffrey Lindauer, Dean of Canisius School of Education and Human Services, says now they're working to be responsive to school partners, helping to identify needs in urban schools and address the teacher shortage.
We really think that we're going to need teachers, and soon. And so we need to kind of get the word out and almost reverse some of the negative publicity that the teaching profession has gotten. So it's important that we get good quality young people to come into this profession.
The college is feeling the effects of a teacher shortage, with fewer students enrolling in the education program.
Our enrollment has gone down significantly, which is not an uncommon issue amongst schools of education across the country.
So is this urban center a game changer?
I would like to think at some point in the future we're going to see some people take a look at what we're doing and say, you know, I'm interested in that. Canisius has got some things going along with the National Urban Alliance, and I'd like to jump on board. I'd like to make a difference in young people's lives as well.
We are always looking for schools who create a sense of community within their walls, because that's an excellent place to prepare teacher candidates.
Nancy Wallace is assistant professor and director of school and community partnerships at the college. She says it's very exciting to launch this urban center to educate future teachers.
It is a way of being responsive to our school partners, what they're asking for. You mentioned a lot about teacher shortages. I'm an advocate for teachers. I think teachers are heroes. I do. I think that they do really critical, important work in our community. They have a need for ongoing professional development to meet the challenges of working with a demographic that's changing, that's constantly changing for them.
But I had no real thoughts about teaching in urban schools until my first semester of my freshman year. I took a class called Teach for Equity and Social Justice, and it completely changed my life.
For student teacher Dor Ward, she's convinced an urban school setting is her destiny.
Even though I am a white woman who is among very many white women becoming teachers now, with my compassion and my love for their culture, I can be an effective teacher even though I'm not of that same race.
Dor Ward's biggest disappointment? She's about to graduate this spring and misses the chance to fully utilize the new Center for Urban Education.
I'm a little jealous, but I hope that I can be involved with it in the future.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.